Task 3. In this section, you will hear an anecdote about two famous men and their fathers. Your task will be to give short answers to the questions below by continuing the sentences we have begun for you. First, you will have some time to look at the task, and then we will play the whole recording in one piece. Then you will hear the recording again, but this time we will play the text in shorter sections to give you enough time to write down your answers. Now look at the task in your booklet.
This story is often told as if it's a true story. However, it is most certainly not. It is an urban legend, but even as such, it contains great lessons and is very inspirational. Fleming was a poor Scottish farmer. One day at work in a field, he heard a cry for help. Following the sound, Fleming came to a deep bog, an area of muddy ground that was too soft to support a human body, in which a boy was stuck up to his chest, screaming and sinking. Farmer Fleming tied a rope round his own waist and the other end to a tree and waded into the bog. After a mighty struggle, in which it seemed they would both die, the exhausted farmer pulled himself and the boy to safety. He took the lad back to the farmhouse where Mrs. Fleming fed him, dried his clothes, and when satisfied he had recovered, sent him on his way home. The next day, a carriage arrived at the Flemings' humble farmhouse. A well-dressed man stepped out and introduced himself as the father of the boy whom Fleming had saved. "You saved my son's life," said the man to Fleming. "How can I repay you?" "I don't want payment," Fleming replied. "Anyone would have done the same." At that moment, Fleming's own young son appeared in the farmhouse door. "Is he your son?" the man asked. "Yes," said Fleming proudly. "I have an idea. Let me pay for his education. If he's like his father, he'll grow to be a man we'll both be proud of." And so he did. The farmer's son attended the very best schools, graduated from medical college, and later became the world-renowned Nobel Prize-winning scientist and discoverer of penicillin, Sir Alexander Fleming. It is said that many years later, the grown man who'd been saved from the bog as a boy was stricken with pneumonia. Penicillin saved his life. His name? Sir Winston Churchill. I repeat, this is an urban legend. It is not a true story. So I recommend you present it as such when you tell it.
Now listen to the recording again. Remember that this time we will play the recording in shorter sections.
This story is often told as if it's a true story. However, it is most certainly not. It is an urban legend, but even as such, it contains great lessons and is very inspirational. Fleming was a poor Scottish farmer. One day at work in a field, he heard a cry for help. Following the sound, Fleming came to a deep bog, an area of muddy ground that was too soft to support a human body, in which a boy was stuck up to his chest, screaming and sinking. Farmer Fleming tied a rope round his own waist and the other end to a tree and waded into the bog. After a mighty struggle, in which it seemed they would both die, the exhausted farmer pulled himself and the boy to safety. He took the lad back to the farmhouse where Mrs. Fleming fed him, dried his clothes, and when satisfied he had recovered, sent him on his way home. The next day, a carriage arrived at the Flemings' humble farmhouse. A well-dressed man stepped out and introduced himself as the father of the boy whom Fleming had saved. "You saved my son's life," said the man to Fleming. "How can I repay you?" "I don't want payment," Fleming replied. "Anyone would have done the same." At that moment, Fleming's own young son appeared in the farmhouse door. "Is he your son?" the man asked. "Yes," said Fleming proudly. "I have an idea. Let me pay for his education. If he's like his father, he'll grow to be a man we'll both be proud of." And so he did. The farmer's son attended the very best schools, graduated from medical college, and later became the world-renowned Nobel Prize-winning scientist and discoverer of penicillin, Sir Alexander Fleming. It is said that many years later, the grown man who'd been saved from the bog as a boy was stricken with pneumonia. Penicillin saved his life. His name? Sir Winston Churchill. I repeat, this is an urban legend. It is not a true story. So I recommend you present it as such when you tell it.